As always, it is so good to be with you today by means of live streaming. And next Saturday, we'll actually have some folks here. We're really excited about reopening the public mass this coming Wednesday. But I'm deeply appreciative for what we have today as we gather together as a parish family through technology. Now, through the days that we know as Easter, Jesus, with great precision, if you study the theme of Jesus from resurrection to ascension, you find that what he does is he presents the church with great truth and the resources that are necessary to sustain his church until that time when he returns again. Think about it as you just sort of go through the readings that we've had over the last few weeks. The first thing is that Jesus helps the disciples to grasp the reality and the necessity of his death and burial and resurrection. And then after that, he will convey to them what our primary mission, what the primary mission of the church is now, is today, now that he has been here. And then he helps us, as like we hear today, he helps us to understand and receive the great gift of the Holy Spirit. This is wonderful. This is all preparation. See, he doesn't leave us as orphans, right? But he prepares us and he gives us the resources we need until that glorious day when he returns again. All of these readings are extremely substantial when you think about the life of a Christian. Now, since our Lord's focus today is on preparation for receiving the Holy Spirit, and next week we reopen public mass after a long dry spell, I thought it would be good for us this evening to explore some of the ways that the Holy Spirit is dynamic and active and alive during the mass. Remember this. And it truly is amazing. But every liturgical action in the Mass is bursting with Spirit-filled power. Now, the first way that the Holy Spirit is at work during the Mass is by making the readings of the Old Testament and the Psalms come alive to us. During the reading of the Scriptures, we are told that the Holy Spirit within us reveals to us, speaks to us, how that these things, these prophetic utterances, these historical actions have been fulfilled through Jesus. What the church calls them is a rereading of the Old Testament and particularly the Psalms. And as we reread it, the power of the Holy Spirit working within us helps us, reveals Jesus, the fulfillment to us. For example, Jesus said, we just heard a few weeks ago, for as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, for as Jonah will be 3 days and three nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, the burial and the resurrection. And here's another one. Jesus said, your forefathers ate the manna in the desert from heaven. I am, Jesus said, the living bread that comes down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he says, they will live forever. So as it is affirmed over and over again, the Holy Spirit is vitally essential in helping us to understand the meaning of the Holy Scriptures. A second way that the Holy Spirit is at work during the Mass is what we call anamnesis. That's a word to put in your pocket. Now, I wish that there was an English equivalent to it, but there really isn't. Probably the closest thing would be remembering. But anamnesis is much more active. It is much more dynamic than that. For example, when the words are spoken, he took the bread and took the cup and gave them to his disciples, this is not for the purpose of reenacting or recalling a 2,000-year-old event by taking place at the altar, but instead, through this power of the Holy Spirit, it is actually taking place before our very eyes. It is through the power of the Holy Spirit that the Eucharist is, as the church says, represented to us over and over and over again. What a wonderful thought that is. I mean, that's a deeply profound thought. At the Mass, the entire church in heaven and on earth reclines at the table in the upper room, and we enter into a living reality in which Christ is truly present in our midst. A third way that the Holy Spirit is at work during the Mass, which also exceeds all possibilities, all limits of human comprehension, it is called epiclesis. There's another good word for you to put in your pocket. But epiclesis means to invoke. It means to call upon the Holy Spirit. I really like how the church describes epiclesis. It says this: when the priest begs the Father to send the Holy Spirit so that the gifts of bread and wine may become the body and blood of Christ, it happens. It happens. It truly happens. Listen, if you will, at these words that you'll hear in just a few moments. Let your Spirit, there's the Holy Spirit, come down upon these gifts to make them holy so that they may become for us, what? The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it happens. And then if that were not enough, it's the power, the working of the Holy Spirit, the resource, the wonderful things that we have from the Holy Spirit, something else takes place during the Mass with the Holy Spirit. And that is when the Holy Spirit is invoked or called upon again a second time. And it has to do with our community. And we hear this invocation when the priest says these words: may all of us who share in the body and blood of Christ be brought together in unity by the Holy Spirit. That's tremendous. Think about that. Our very unity, our very community is derived from the action of the Holy Spirit working in our midst. God is at work in a wonderful, fantastic way. It is the sweet, as we hear, the Holy Spirit that gathers us, the children of the Father, children of God, into one single body of Christ. And here's the amazing thing. Through the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, all racial, cultural, social, all indeed human affinities are transcended. And it is through the Holy Spirit that our common bond, our community, our union, our communion becomes through Jesus alone. That's powerful. A lot takes place during the Holy Mass through the Holy Spirit. There can be no doubt that the Holy Spirit is dynamically active, present, and alive during the Mass. It is just a fact. And nothing that we can do can change that, nor would we want to change that, would we? It is such a beautiful gift of grace that God gives His church. So I'd like to leave you with two thoughts for reflection. First of all, be grateful. Thank God for the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Mass. And when you feel comfortable, please know that we look forward to having you back at Mass. And the second thing is this: for those who will be attending Mass next week, you might need to invoke the Holy Spirit a little more to ask for more patience and understanding. For example, next week you'll be asked to wear a mask when you come into the church. You'll also be asked to maintain a 6-foot social distance. These things can be frustrating. I understand that. But remember, the Holy Spirit is at work within us, and our number one priority as church is your safety. It is your safety. And I can say with all assurance and confidence that we have done everything possible to ensure that your safety while at Mass is our number one priority. We want you to know that when you're at St. Albert next week celebrating the Holy Mass, you're in good hands. God bless all of you. I love you.